This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's stay on the commemoration. We're speaking to Kuselwa Janchi from the Socioeconomic Rights Institute. That's the candidate attorney. Good evening. Welcome to Progressive Talk.
Good evening, and thank you for having me.
Good evening. And I understand, as Seri, you're representing the widows. During an event like today, when there's the commemoration of the massacre, what role do you play? What kind of engagements are there?
We are representing the families of those mine workers who died on the 16th of August. So our role here is to ensure that there is justice. We ensure that the voices of the victims are heard. So what we have done as their legal representatives, we represented them during the Marikana Commission. We further assisted the victims in filing their civil claims. And now we want to push for the prosecutions. We know that is not in our hands, but we engage with the NPA to ensure that those who are responsible for the death of their loved ones are held accountable.
What is the sense of the families when it comes to justice? Whether they have received justice, some parts of justice, or what is their feeling?
It's been 9 years now. If I can tell you the story, because we filed the civil claims to show you how the justice has been served to these families in 2013. And 3 years later, the state only conducted the legal representatives of the families and the mine workers to negotiate the settlement. That was 3 years later. And first payout, because the civil claims have not been paid in full so far. So the first payout came out in 2018, again 2 years later. So it's been 9 years now. We haven't seen anyone who has been held accountable for the death of the mine workers on the 16th. No one has been called into account. Like maybe people might think that they are police officers that have been prosecuted. The nine police officers that I will talk about is not even the people that were responsible for the death of the 16th. Those nine police officers that are being prosecuted were only prosecuted for the matters that led prior to the massacre. It has been 9 years. And on the side of the state, I cannot tell you that whether they have tried to engage the victims. No, the victims are the ones who always have to go and knock at the door of the state seeking for justice.
We're talking to Kuselwa Janchi from the Socioeconomic Rights Institute. Kuselwa, you spoke about compensations that have been paid. What has been paid up to so far? Who has been paid?
So when I talk about compensation on the side of the families, we only received the loss of support. When we filed the civil claim, there were different kinds of damages that we claimed under. So the state only settled for the loss of support, and the other general damages, they have been engaging with us, but we haven't reached any agreement so far.
Okay. What would represent closure for the widows?
I mean, there should be, number one, from the state. They, in fact, I must say that it's one of the things that they demanded on the civil claims. They demanded that the state should apologize to those families. So there hasn't been any apology from anyone from the state. They want that apology. Number two, as we all know, that for them to see justice, they want to see people being prosecuted. We're talking about the people, the police officers, or, for instance, the national commissioner who was responsible for that team, and the commanders that were responsible for those police officers, because they didn't just shoot at those mine workers. They took orders from their commanders. So for that, the families, they want to see justice. Number two, they said they don't want another Marikana. They don't want to see what happened to their loved ones happen to other people. So, of course, there must be some transformation at the police force. The use of live ammunition has to be minimized, because if we carry on like this, I mean, we're still going to see many more Marikanas.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.